After Sunday's episode of Big Brother, we officially feel like we are now in the game. A lot of stuff happened on Sunday's episode, and after we go over some stuff that happened during Sunday's episode, we are going to dive into some spoilers that happened on Sunday's live feeds. But starting things off, let's dive into some of the happenings on Sunday's episode. To kick things off, we were on the hunt for who was the accomplice, who was the sneaky man or woman behind all the shenanigans in the Big Brother house. People immediately had their eyes set on Riley, simply due to the fact that Riley came in after one of the competitions and said he really had to pee. Now, that didn't really make sense to me, because it appeared that all of the stuff that this accomplice had to do had to happen prior to the competition, but everybody kind of took this Riley had to pee as soon as he came in strategy in ran with it, as he received the most votes as the potential accomplice. The next person who got the most votes was Zay, who ended up getting 5 votes. He got votes because he was on the ottoman at the end of the seating arrangements, and that was the closest to the HOH artifact. Those both were men, and if you have any ounce of common sense, you would figure the accomplice would be a woman. This is why I don't have a whole lot of faith in this cast in terms of elite gameplay. I don't think there is really a single elite game player amongst this cast, at least as of right now. The only person to have clocked this was Lauren, who I think as of right now is playing one of the more solid games in the house. Seemed like it was too little too late, as everybody already hopped on the Riley bandwagon. Then it was revealed that Riley had the most votes. He seemed pretty upset about this, but he was not the accomplice, and it was revealed to us that it was Amy. I was a little bit surprised by this, but you know, when you looked at all the tasks she had to do, none of it seemed very difficult. I do recall when she came into the house with her initial 4 people, I think it may have been Kelly actually, was saying that Amy was talking a bunch, and that could have been her trying to distract everybody from all of the shenanigans she was trying to pull. However, her game does take a little bit of a dark turn, but we will dive into that a little bit later. Later on in the episode, Zach gets called into the DR, and we figure out that not only did he get $10,000 from winning the last competition, but it comes with a twist. Zach's 10K can get him off the block until jury. He can buy his way off the block. So his $10,000 will go to whoever the head of household is that week, and it is good up until the veto ceremony. So he will be able to get himself off the block. His $10,000 will go to the head of household, and he will be guaranteed safety, and he can use this up until the jury portion of the game. However, I don't think Zach is going to need to use this. I do think that Zach is perhaps one of the most well-positioned players in the game right now. He might get to keep his $10,000. Very interested to see if Jimmy is going to get some sort of power as well. You would think that he would, and maybe we'll just get revealed what his power is in the next ultimate supersized 90-minute episode that is going to be Wednesday's episode. And I think Jimmy is somebody, if he gets some sort of power that will get him some sort of safety, he's a guy that will need it. So Zach, not so much. Jimmy will need it. And then we get to the whole Rachel Riley of it all. Rachel ends up getting guaranteed safety, but it comes with a twist. Everybody who has ever been a solo returnee gotten a free pass week 1, and Rachel is no exception, but she has to be a have-not as well, and she gets to pick 3 other players to also be have-nots and also be safe for the week. So Vince's nomination targets end up getting slimmer and slimmer, and he has to put up 3 people for eviction. The way that this selection process is going to go is Rachel's going to pick a name, and then whoever she picks is going to pick another name, and so on and so forth. So Rachel ends up picking Will. Now, Will to me seemed a little bit random, and the reason Rachel gave was that Will said he was a Rachel Riley fan. She talks to Will later on that night, asks him who some of his favorites were, and Rachel comes in at the very end. Seemed like maybe she regretted that pick a little bit, but Will does seem like he's kind of playing in the middle, so I don't think she would regret that pick very much, because I do think now Will is a little bit indebted to her. And then after Will gets chosen, he picks Zach. Now Will wants to work with Zach. People like Zach, the men like Zach, the women like Zach. He could be a threat moving forward. And Zach wanted to pick Lauren, he said, but ends up picking Ava because Ava at the very last second puts her hands up and Zach says he just gave her or gave him the saddest puppy dog eyes, and that is what sealed the deal for Ava. So Ava, Zach, Will, and Rachel, all four have knots this week, but all four are also safe as well. And then as we get into the relationships, we see Amy forming relationships quite a bit. Amy was kind of a vocal point of this episode. She forms relationships with Ashley and with Rachel. So I think that could be kind of a triple threat going forward if Ashley can get herself out of trouble after what was really kind of the premise of this episode, which was Showergate. Showergate ends up getting Ashley onto the block. It made her super paranoid and made her come off as untrustworthy after she takes about an hour and a half shower in Vince's HOH room. It seemed like it annoyed Vince at the time, but it wasn't something that he went to the house and ran with and said, hey, this is annoying, I want to put her on the block. It was more of everybody else in the house said, that's messed up, why would she do this to you, yada yada yada. And even though Vince promised her safety, he felt like perhaps maybe his hands were tied with all these people saying, hey man, I would nominate Ashley, and he was kind of forced to do so almost. And especially with how paranoid she was coming across, he was going in there having one-on-one conversations with people and Ashley would bust in the door and just be like, I'm tired, you know, I just want to get this conversation out of the way, I just want to talk to you. It just seemed like Ashley almost kind of forced Vince's hand. Since Ashley gets put on the block, he had to put up Amy as well because they are viewed as a pair as of right now. The way that happened was Vince goes and has a conversation with Amy and says, you know, Ashley's name is the only one that's getting brought up to me right now. And Amy has a full-on emotional moment. She cries and says, if Ashley goes home, I don't even think I want to be here anymore. And that is a crazy thing to say during week one of the season for somebody you just met. That kind of forces his hand to put up Ashley as well as Amy. And then that third nominee, it was going back and forth because there was a world where Kelly was going to be the nominee here. A gal that was going to be Vince's number one ally. And Kelly does what everybody does at one point during the season, and it does happen a lot during the first week. She offers herself up as a pawn and says, people won't suspect that we're working together if you put me on the block. So why don't you just put me on the block? Throw me up there, would you? Vince ends up just saying, I can't do that. I want to work with you, yada, yada, yada. That's a stupid move. So he ends up putting up Zay as a third nominee. Zay gets 5 votes for being the accomplice. There is stuff going on, rumors that he's going around teaching everybody how to play chess. Now, it comes across after the episode that Ashley is without a doubt the target, and then Zay potentially is going to be the next target up. And as far as other relationships that seem to be forming during this episode, Jimmy, Mickey, and Morgan, all three of them, during the episode, they all three kind of solidified, I like this three right here. If that three works out, it could be solid. However, Jimmy and Morgan, both I think are game bots who play really hard and I think have a really difficult time hiding their cards and have a really difficult time hiding just how hard they are playing the game. Morgan really wants to work with Rachel, but Jimmy does not. Morgan wanting to work with Rachel was kind of what I said in the last episode, where I could see a world where a lot of these people are going to look at Rachel and say, she's played the game before, she's won the game before, she could teach me how to play. And that was almost verbatim what came out of Morgan's mouth on why she would want to work with Rachel. As of right now, Jimmy is the only one that seems like is openly targeting Rachel, and perhaps Kelly as well. Everybody else has a great relationship with her. Rachel and Zach, for my money, are the two best connected players. Jimmy is also close with Vince. It seems like Jimmy, as of now, is well positioned, but that could change. I also really like just how Vince talks to us. It didn't come off as scripted. It came off as somebody who isn't supposed to be in Big Brother giving their nominations. It was like, yeah, man, Amy, you're the pawn. Zay, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know you very well. Ashley, this shouldn't have happened. Now I just don't know if I can trust you, man. And it was crazy. Like I said, Kelly likes Vince and even offered to go up on the block. So that's pretty much all the stuff that happened during the episode. Now, if you guys want to avoid spoilers, then this is the episode and I appreciate you guys for watching. I'll be back with another episode where I go over the power rankings following the first eviction on Friday. But if you guys want to hear some spoilers and you want to hear kind of more about how this house dynamic is broken down, I will be going over those spoilers in 3, 2, one. So Ashley ends up winning the power of veto, which is awesome. That is going to create the most potential chaos with her winning the veto. I felt like if Ashley was going to win the veto, or if any of these three were going to win the veto, Kelly was going to be the replacement option, because Vince is kind of painted into a corner here. Because if he puts up somebody else that's not Kelly, it is almost like he's going to piss off more people. And I see people on Twitter saying, why would you do this? Why would you put Kelly up? That's bad. He's one of your allies. It's not like Kelly is a good ally. I do think he has better potential allegiances in that house, the likes of Morgan and Jimmy, who are both, like I said, gamers, but I think are at least longer for the game and could win competitions and could do more for Vince as a player than Kelly. Kelly sucks. I said in my initial player rankings that Kelly was going to be the first boot, and I think we are getting very close to that being a potential reality, as she is likely going to be the replacement nominee. Keanu and Jimmy are both kind of going back and forth and don't seem to get along with each other, as Keanu pitched Jimmy as a potential replacement nominee to Vince. This is funny because Vince is obviously close with Jimmy. Keanu doesn't know this, and this is going to be a trend for Keanu throughout last night, because not only does he do this, but he also talks to Rachel for at least a solid hour, I believe, in the HOH room with Vince there as well, trying to convince Rachel that keeping Kelly, if she goes up as a replacement nominee, would be better for her game than keeping Amy. And that is just silly. So basically, Keanu right now is painting himself as a target and also as a potential replacement nominee option, just simply because he talks so much and he really doesn't grasp the house dynamics, pitching kind of somebody's number one ally to go home to both Rachel and I would say Vince as well. I would say Jimmy, as of now. I mean, you could make the argument for Kelly, but I think Kelly is just gone. She's dead. Who cares about Kelly? But I think as far as active gamers, Jimmy is probably one of Vince's top allies, and you have pitched now both of them, Rachel to vote out Amy, Jimmy for Vince to put up. It's just not a good look. And Keanu, just as likely, could be going on the block instead of Kelly. And I would not be surprised by this. And I think if Keanu does go on the block, there could be a motion where he ends up going home. And I think that the people will have the votes. It's going to be tight between him and Zay if they're both on the block, but if it's between him and Amy, I think it's pretty clean cut that Keanu goes home. So last night may have been real detrimental to his game, as he might be a replacement nominee, but I don't think Vince has the balls to kind of go out there and make this kind of move, especially this early in the game. But you don't have any allegiance to Keanu. You haven't made him any promises, at least that I've seen, so I don't see why you wouldn't just go out there, make this nomination, make this move. And not only did Keanu pitch Jimmy, but you know who ends up going to tell him that is Zach. And Zach has been a little bit of a shit stirrer, as he also went up to Ashley and told her that everybody is kind of talking shit about you for taking this long shower. Zach right now is kind of playing the middle almost perfectly, because I look at this house and I look at Jimmy and Ashley kind of on opposite sides of the house. I think they both kind of want to go after each other right now. And Zach, I think, can kind of chameleon in either side of these groups. Good on Zach for telling him that, but I don't know how long this charade can work, but it's very interesting how well Zach is playing this game. At one point, Ashley and Amy were talking in the storage room about potential votes. If Amy stays on the block, Ashley said you need to get Riley's vote, and the way that you do that is you have to appeal to his emotional side. Amy goes in there and cries with Riley, and I think really kind of just solidifies and earns Riley's vote. I didn't picture Amy being this hard of a gamer and this hard of a game player, but she went out there and she earned it, man. She is the accomplice. She's using people's emotions against him, and I think she's kind of in a pretty powerful position if she stays to be in this trio with Ashley and Rachel as well. Props to Amy. A lot better player here than I expected. And then the last couple of things that I want to touch on here in the live feeds is that this is a totally different Rachel Riley, at least as of now. This was kind of the game that she was going to need to play in order to go far and in order to win this game. She was going to have to kind of play like the kind of player that Rachel hated in her earlier seasons. She was going to have to be a floater, kind of listen to everybody and kind of be everybody's friend. And as of right now, that's what she's doing. She's being everybody's friend. She's listening listening more than she's talking. She's really well positioned. Everybody wants to work with Rachel. Very impressed with the way Rachel has gone about her early game so far. And finally, we have what is, I guess, technically our first large alliance of the season, but it seems like it is. It's already flopped before it's even gotten started. It's called the Heavy Hitters with Vince, Morgan, Rachel, Jimmy, and Riley. They were supposed to have a meeting last night, and I end up going to bed at around 2 a.m. last night, and they don't have the meeting, at least not up until then. And a lot of the reason was because Riley didn't feel like they needed to have a meeting, and this made Morgan very, very upset. A lot of things have made Morgan upset so far. She is kind of a loose cannon, this Morgan character. She was pissed off at Riley for not wanting to meet right away. She was also pissed off at Zach flirting with Lauren, because I think Morgan kind of wants Zach as well. I didn't mention Zach being in the Heavy Hitters, but I think he is also a member of that alliance, so she may be like, oh my god, he's flirting with Lauren, and Lauren's not even in our alliance. Why would he do that? But I think it's more jealousy than anything like that. But it was a fun, fun night. Very excited to see what this cast does. As of right now, I think the three best position players in the house are Zach, Lauren, and Rachel. This could change after Wednesday and Thursday's episode, but we will go over everybody in the house and where I think they stand come Friday with my player ranking videos. Alrighty guys, what'd you guys think? Leave your comments down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below. Subscribe to my main channel if you are into stand-up comedy and Kill Tony, and just check everything down below. Support your boy. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.